We're going to spend a few minutes getting to know more about the 211 service, and Missy Mora is here. And Missy, how many people may not even realize there's a 211, and others are maybe scratching their head, what is 211?
I'm sure quite a few, but 211 is an information and referral service that people can call to receive resources in the community that can be anything from community services, child care, disaster response, volunteer, and state benefits referrals.
Well, let's start quantifying a little bit. How busy are y'all?
We are actually pretty busy. We answered almost 50,000 calls last year alone. We've been around since 2002 and have answered just over 300,000 calls in that time.
We could probably spend, this could probably just be a regular feature every day to find out the more interesting calls, but obviously the purpose is to assist, and it sounds like, 300,000 calls over more than a decade, y'all have certainly more than carried your weight.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, we have. The majority of our calls are really about basic needs like housing, food, those utility services that people need help with. Those are our biggest calls.
And any idea about the origins of the calls? Are they folks just from the service area that United Way of the Brazos Valley serves, or you also find that there are folks that are headed this way and maybe trying to get a head start on learning what's available?
Actually, yes. We do serve seven counties, but we have a nationwide call database, statewide call database, so we can take those calls from all over the state. And we do find that those people will call ahead and find out what services are available in the area, if they may be moving here or relocating here, and also moving out of the area for places that they might need services for wherever they're going to.
Do your statistics also drill down into demographics such as parents of college students versus college students versus professionals, those in various income categories, that sort of stuff?
We don't really drill down that way. We do quantify whether the callers are male or female. We also get the age of the callers, so we can break it down by, the majority of the calls are in the area of between 21 and 60. That's where the biggest call group is. But we've got some under 20. We've got some callers over the 60 age mark. But we don't really break down in income category.
Again, visiting with Missy Mora, 211 informational service. Again, among the agencies assisted by United Way of the Brazos Valley, your contributions to United Way programs within the seven county service area. Is it you and a band of how many people?
Well, we have, there's four full-time people in addition to myself, and then I have about four student workers. But the calls are answered 24 hours a day, so after 5 p.m. when our office closes, they're rerouted statewide. So Houston and San Antonio and Dallas answer those calls after that time frame.
Is there a group of volunteers that assist then?
Yes, we usually have volunteers that assist during disaster response times, such as Hurricane Rita and Hurricane Ike. We'll usually have volunteers come in and help us at that point. But normally from day to day, we don't really have volunteers that assist us answering the calls.
And as I've tried to point out in our prior interviews, the success really of 211 as with the success of the other agencies really kind of boils down to those who make that contribution to United Way of the Brazos Valley.
Exactly. We do a lot of referrals to the partner agencies of United Way, and without generous people in our community, those programs would not be available. So it's very, very helpful that people support United Way and the Live United campaign.
Have I missed anything?
I don't think so.
Again, it's easy to remember, 211. If you have a question, no matter how random you might think it is, or no, they certainly wouldn't know, And I'm guessing that's one of the most rewarding things when somebody calls with that kind of mindset. Sometimes I guess it may be just a call of last hope. Nobody else has been able to help me, so I'm going to try here. And when they find out that you all have the answer, that's gonna be one of the more fulfilling things.
Exactly. It really, really is. And people call us all the time saying, I've never done this before. I don't know what to do. I'm just at a loss. And so they're very happy that we are here to give them those resources.
Well, again, it's as easy as 211, and don't be bashful, right?
That's right. Give us a call.
Very good. Missy, thank you so much for coming up this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Missy Moore, again, is the director of 211, again, one of the agencies that benefits from your contributions to United Way. The Brazos Valley, UWBV.org, for more information.